Hey guys, it's Widow. I know you guys can't tell, but I'm recording from a different place in my house. I'm in my living room right now instead of my room. Because new scenery is amazing. So I will be doing this week's weekly questionnaire. Teamwork makes the dream twerk. Oh, sleepy. Alrighty, so as y'all know, these are wonderful questions written by us candy addicts. So yeah, I don't expect this to take long because people have been like breezing through this like pretty damn quickly. So, oh, and if I stop, I'm sipping tea because tea is bae. I have some PG tips in my cup here and it's a huge ass cup. And I just posted out on, like, fucking Snapchat. And if you're not on my Snapchat, then I'm sorry. Okay, question number one by Alice Rabbit Whisper. What food experiment have you come up with that you end up liking? For example, did you mix two foods together that wouldn't normally go together but ended up being yummy? No, actually. I am not very adventurous food-wise. I'm just not, I don't know why. Like, if someone else makes something, like, my dad makes all these different concoctions and shit, and I'll eat that. Like, I'll eat his adventures, but I won't make my own. I'm not adventurous, guys. Fix that, if you can. I don't know. Tell me something that tastes yummy, and I'll try it, maybe. If I have the ingredients. Oh, God, what did I just get myself into? Question number two by Alice Rabbit Whisper. When you were a kid, what did you think the future would be like? I don't know. I got bullied a lot as a kid, so I guess I just hoped that the bullying would stop. And I guess it did to a degree. It changed. I mean, I don't know how to, like, it never fully goes away, so I don't know. Question number three by Cardlin. Did it hurt when you fell from heaven? Oh, Card. I crawled my way up from hell. So yes, it did hurt. I still have some chipped nails from that shit. Question number four, also by Cardlin. If I said you had a perfect body, would you hold it against me? My boyfriend might. Question number five. Oh God. By Ninth Glyph. Are you creeped out by Sphinx cats? Some of them. Some of, like... It's just like dogs. Like, some dogs are really cute, and some dogs aren't cute, and some kitties are cute, some kitties aren't cute. So I can't say all Sphinx cats aren't cute, because what if there's, like, a really cute one, and I'm like, shit, that's adorable. God damn it. Question number six, also by Ninth Glyph. Blech. Do you keep an emergency bag at home that you can grab in case of real disasters? If so, what's in it? Sorry if you can... There's, like, a noise... I don't know what the noise is. I don't think it could be anybody mowing their grass because, like, we haven't had, I don't know, actually, I was in Italy the whole last week, so there might be enough grass for people to be mowing their lawns, but whatever. No, I do not have an emergency bag. And as I keep listening to people doing their questionnaires, I keep thinking that I should probably make one. And if I did make one, there'd be an extra set of clothes, a water bottle, probably some matches and a lighter, and I don't know, maybe like protein bars or something, because fiber and protein in one thing, and they don't expire very quickly, I don't think, so yeah. Oh God, questions by myself, number seven and eight. Number seven is, do you love yourself? God damn it, me. I... purposely put in parentheses, in no way synonymous with constantly liking yourself, because I feel like, I don't know, I think I'm getting better at loving myself, like, I'm learning to love myself, I don't know, I'm learning how to love myself, but right now, no, I don't, I don't like myself half the time either, but I'm getting better at liking myself, as well. Number eight. Like I said, by me. One thing I think I do really well? I don't speak really well, obviously. Brag about yourself, damn it. I sing pretty well. I mean, I don't necessarily think I do, but y'all seem to think I do. So I will go with I sing well. Other than that, I think I'm a good cook. I always used to think being a good cook meant you could cook things off the back, like off the top of your head really well. But if you follow the instructions, you're still cooking well, because you gotta follow them well. So I'll go with I'm a good singer and a good cook. Number 9 by oh Melissa, Mel, girl crush. Are you ever gonna give me up? No, because you're bae. You're girl crush bae, and girl crush bae is never to be given up. And will I ever let you down, Melissa? Probably. Because I'm human, and that's what I do. 0, number 11, was asked by him. Love how I did that. What is your opinion on Daniel Craig? Okay, so first off, 0, I didn't even know who the fuck Daniel Craig was. Hate me now. So I Googled him, and I was like, oh, James Bond. I don't watch that. So, no opinion. As far as attractiveness, if we're gonna go for older men, Mark Harmon. Just saying. I tapped that in a heartbeat, and like, the guy, hold on. Let me just look it up really quick, actually. I'm thinking of Rumpelstiltskin from Once Upon a Time. And I was just looking up the actor's name. Because he, for an older man, okay, Robert Carlyle. So there we go. Robert Carlyle, delicious older man. Go look him up. Between Mark Harmon and, like, both of them are delicious and just older men. Older men have a certain beauty to them. If you don't see it, then get out. Get out. Number 12, also by 0. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Let's see. This is 2015. I'm supposed to be done with school in 2018. So, done with college would be wonderful. Other than being done with college, I will hopefully be married. Hopefully married and living in Oregon with my wonderful boyfriend. Because, yeah, people, I don't know. That's where I want to be. Number 13 by Cap. Okay, growing up, what did you think would be one way when you were older, but once you reached that age, turned out to be entirely different? I thought when I hit 18, everything was going to magically be different. Like, I'd have more, like, I'd be an independent somebody, and I wouldn't have to, like, answer to the man, aka my parents, anymore. And I thought I'd have a lot more independence and stuff. My parents very much go by the whole, if you live under our roof, you live under our rules kind of thing. And my mom and I have been getting better about my whole growing up and changing and stuff and trying to make our friendship / mother-daughtership alter to my growing up. My dad, on the other hand, still treats me like I'm 4. 14, also by Captain. Describe your most embarrassing fart. No, because I don't really hold on to embarrassing things that often. I hold on to annoying things or, like, bad embarrassing things. Like, someone embarrassed me because I thought there was a situation and that embarrassed me in, like, the I want to go crawl under a hole and, like, kill you in that hole kind of way. But I don't, like, the little embarrassing things like farting don't, like, stick with me. I don't know. I guess I farted on the phone with someone before. That was probably embarrassing. I don't know. 15 by Jesse Says Relax. What would you see in the mirror of Irised? Okay, so I didn't even know what that was. If y'all, like, listened to if she ever puts up Writer, and I did this questionnaire, and she told me what that was, and I was like, what? And then I Googled it to make sure, and it is the Mirror of Desire. and if you were like a perfectly happy, content person would just see themselves. Apparently, I would know I am a muggle when it comes to Harry Potter. I am at peace with this. So what would I see? Probably myself, taller, skinnier, long hair, with a husband and two kids, a boy and a girl. Yeah. 16, also by Jesse Says Relax. What is your favorite scent? Okay, so apparently my favorite scent is petrichor, which is the smell of earth after rain. Yeah. I feel stupid because I didn't know that word and my boyfriend told it to me. And I got really aggravated because for all you Whovians out there who've gotten to Matt Smith, there's an episode with that in it. So I felt really dumb for not knowing that. It made me angry. Okay. Question number 17. Almost done. By golf. How many pairs of shoes do you own? Oh, God. I have for sure. I just bought two yesterday. I had two that I had before that. I have a pair of heavy-duty steel-toed boots back in the States. So I guess I have at least five. And then I have some other ones that I don't wear that I need to get rid of or wear more, whatever. So I'd say I have anywhere upwards of six. Yeah. Number 18. When you were young. Oh, this is by Sleepy, by the way. When you were a young kid, 3 to 5, if you were given some crayons and a piece of paper, was there one thing you would always draw? I don't remember being that young, darling Sleepy dear. So I will go back to the earliest memories I have, which is like elementary school, I think. And I think I always drew hearts. I'm not sure. I know middle school came around and I looked up pictures of like broken hearts, and there was like this heart that was like bleeding and oozing and like it had a bandage around it, and from then on that's all I drew. Like, you gave me like a piece of paper and a pencil and I was shading and drawing, and it looked beast as shit, but it was scary because like I'd draw like a knife dagger, like a knife that just like obviously was in it because it's covered in blood, and like the bandages were all bloody, and like the heart was bleeding and bruised, and like sometimes they even do gunshot wounds bleeding, and they're like a pool of blood below it. And moving on. Number 19, also by Sleepy, and this is the last question. What is your element? My element, I always wanted to be earth, and I think I'm becoming more earthy as I grow up. But it's still fire. I'm very chill until you piss me off. Like, I am like a slow, like, I start off as a candle flame, and it's like if you just get too close, it's like, it's nice, it's like, oh, it's so cute, and you get too close and it kind of like gets a little uncomfortable. The more you poke me, I turn from a candle flame into a freaking bonfire, and I will burn your ass and I will not feel sorry. And I'm starting to get that way more and more again. I guess that might be good. It might be bad. And yeah, so just don't fuck with me, guys. Just let's be friends and love each other and be nice. Just don't push me, please. Alrighty, that's the end of the questionnaire. And yeah, 14 minutes isn't too bad for a questionnaire. I think that's pretty okay. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.